because I'm
thinking I just heard his car go.
Nathan!
You see him peel out?
Is it recording?
Yes.
Oh,
that one too?
Yeah, they're both recording.
You just walked out.
You won't see the red dot here, but it's rolling.
Okay, yeah, because you walked out. I was like, I guess I have to do this by myself. It was like you quit or something.
He's like, that was great.
See ya.
He's like, I don't pay you, but I still expect you to not pay.
Franny?
Nate's the best. What's on the notepad?
There's a bunch of questions.
I can't do it.
All right. Well, dang, this is happening.
Is it recording sound?
Yes, it is recording sound. So we are good to go.
Ready.
Let me put this on airplane mode because I know.
Have you recorded a whole podcast and it just didn't record the sound?
No, and I hope that doesn't happen. So let's not jinx it.
Why would you say that?
Why would you put that pressure on me now? Just as I'm about to start.
This could be it.
I like pressure.
A cacti.
All right.
I don't know where that's coming from. I have no direction.
Oh my God, I watched that last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I sure did.
One of my favorite movies. Also,
one of my favorite movies.
Nate, I need you again.
Was that the first time you saw it?
No.
Remember the prompts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How many do you want?
Neza, I feel like we're going to fight at some point.
I feel like we are.
We're like pent up anger.
We do.
Okay. For no reason.
Perfect.
Guys, if you guys smell onion,
yeah,
why? It's Neza and I.
Yeah.
Why?
We
habit?
Just ate tacos.
We just ate
onion tacos?
With onion and cilantro.
Tacos or burgers? For the rest of your life, which one?
Tacos.
Tacos for sure.
Tacos.
Dang, dude. You guys suck. Okay, just kidding. You guys came here to do a podcast and I tell you guys suck. Sorry, my bad.
It's okay.
All right. Anyways.
You're forgiven.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Is it hot in here or not?
I'm freezing. No, I'm freezing.
I'm freezing.
Dude, I'm sweating. Good. I guess I'm nervous. All right. Anyway, sorry.
You also have a crew on. Maybe you should take it off.
You do too.
But I said I'm freezing.
Oh. Okay.
So you should take it off if you're hot.
Franny, it's not that kind of podcast.
I'm just stating facts, okay?
Do we have an intro or are we just
yes.
We're in it?
So this is how the intro works.
Okay.
You guys have to start the intro. I don't start it. I judge you from 1 to 5 Sebastians and I give you, you know, my...
Sebastian.
My blessing. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
In 3...
Do they know what to say?
Dude.
Oh, sorry. What?
I'm are we doing about to start.
Are we doing it together?
It's
you know
called Better
saying?
Together. The podcast is called Better Together, okay. But you just start it however you think it's supposed to be started.
Okay.
And I'll judge it. All ready? Three of you guys. Ready?
Wait, can we discuss for a second?
Can we
okay, fine. Discuss it.
No, I'll take it. Welcome to the podcast. We're in. We're started.
No.
Yeah, let's discuss it together. Better together?
Separate. They don't even know what's happening.
Just because we're on this side.
Ready? We're
gonna. I'm gonna let them take it.
This is crucial. This is 1 through 5, Sebastian.
Ready?
Already?
5, 3, 6.
Oh, you started. Yeah, go.
5, 6, 7, 8. Hey, guys.
Happy birthday.
Ready?
5, 6, 7, 8. Hey, guys. What's up? It's us, Frezza.
Wow.
I wish you guys had like harmony, so it's not the same note.
Frezza.
Oh my gosh.
That's it though?
That felt nice in my ears.
Welcome to Better Together. Bow, 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 bow.
Let's go. Thanks for saving
and
it.
And Bobby.
What's up guys? Welcome to the Better Together podcast. I will give you guys a solid 3.5 out of 5 Sebastians on that one.
I thought you were going to say 10. Bobby. I was like, damn, that sucks.
Out of 5? 10 out of 5?
No, I thought, what, did you say 10 out of 5?
Yeah. You said 10? You thought it was going to be 10?
No, I thought it was 1 out of 10.
Oh.
Alrighty.
She doesn't listen to the assignment.
Anyways, sorry. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Better Together podcast. It's me. I'm your host, the leader.
Whoa.
Sebs.
Wow. Nice.
The guy.
I'm sweating, bro. Anyways, dude, I'm so excited for this, dude. Why did I do that? Anyways, I'm here.
I'm in the splash zone.
I'm sorry, dude.
With the sweat. No, you're
no,
good.
No.
It didn't splash.
I'll sit here. I'm sorry, Bobby.
It didn't splash.
Anyways, I'm here with Neza.
What's up?
Franny.
Hey.
And Bobby.
What's up?
And welcome to the Better Together podcast. And I'm your host, Sebastian Gomez. Anyways, I'm excited about this podcast because today I have stories, I have questions, I have games to play, and I'm excited about this one. I'm amped. I'm a little nervous because I'm probably going to be judged on this, and Bob, as my witness, is going to tell a couple of stories that you guys are going to judge off of. And so, the first thing I want to say, I want to congratulate both of you guys. You just released a single and you just released a clothing line.
Thank you.
And I just want to, dude, I was going to say apologize. I don't know why, but I just want to congratulate you guys on that because you guys are on track to what you guys want to do. And that's so exciting. You guys have found your direction. And, you know, with YouTube, I think it's very hard to get in that rut of trying to figure out what is the next thing that I have to do to be entertaining. But for you guys to know, or at least have confidence in the steps that you want to take with your career, that's freaking dope. So,
Thank you.
Both of you guys. Thanks for popping by. Dude, let's talk about it. Why the clothing line? What's up?
So it's actually a collaboration. So my friend Bria,
she has a
clothing line called Bria Via. Mm-hmm. I've known Bria for years. That we actually knew each other in New Jersey. She's been one of my best friends for the last like 6 years.
Wow.
6-7 years. And she has a line called Bria Via, and we decided to do a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
Based off of, you know, my style, what I like.
And we're wearing it.
Yeah, we're...
Oh my gosh, Neza, what was that?
What you dropped?
What was that?
Oh, it's her purse.
Oh. What's
You're
in that purse?
Spotlight. Keep on talking.
I literally was
just
like...
kidding. It's like full of metal in there.
There was like a bag full of coins.
some gold coins.
We're wearing it, actually. So I have the crew on and the biker.
Ah! I didn't.
Nude.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's very like I wore the sweater today for the first time. Very comfortable, mm-hmm. very nice material, high quality.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You could tell.
We put a lot of work into it. We've been working on it for the last like 3-4 months. It's not like just something that we grabbed off of a shelf and we're selling to people. Like,
it's not merch.
No, it's not merch. It's a clothing line. It's a collaboration. Mm-hmm. And we had to take pieces and we had to like design them. We had to literally send them back many times to make sure the sizing was right. The fabric was right. Everything fit right. And obviously like, you know, I wanted to make it as perfect as possible. Cause I didn't want to buy something off of a shelf and just sell it to you. It's not.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. I hope that more collabs continue. And yeah,
dude, I'm amped. I want to buy myself one. I know. I seriously am.
Don't worry, Sebs. I got you.
No. I'm buying one.
Like the biker shorts.
I don't know why I pointed at her. I will buy one. I want to, dude. You got to support friends. You got to support friends.
Thank you, but I also can just give you one. It's okay.
Okay, I'll do both.
He's like, I'll pick another color.
Dude, it's like nice and fally, dude. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, it is. It is. I base the colors off of like. Fall, yeah,
I can't wait to wear my next date. Anyways,
woo,
Neza,
hey,
what's up? Let's talk about your song Sola.
Oh my gosh,
let's talk about it, dude. What's up with that song? what was the reason you wrote it?
The tea. Yeah. Well, Sola came about 3 years ago.
Really?
So I've had that song for 3 years.
No way.
People don't know. Yeah. Obviously, with COVID and everything, my music got postponed a little bit. But Sola came about, you know, I think there's phases always to a breakup. And
who's it about? Keep going.
You guys actually know who it's about.
I can bleep it.
You know the person it's about.
Me? I do?
You all do.
I'll bleep it and I'll bleep your mouth.
Is it
do you want to guess?
I'll bleep it and I'll bleep your mouth.
Can I guess?
Wait, how long ago was this?
This was...
When did you write this?
This was written in like
Silverly?
Fall. No.
This after was like or before?
After. So
oh, okay.
I'm was trying this, to think.
Was this...
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say that, dude. I'm so sorry. Why am I high fiving you on that? Sorry, my bad.
No. He's like, yeah, your ex.
My bad.
Yeah.
I knew it.
That's about him. And that song came about when I just finally hit that stage of, wow, he doesn't deserve me, and I'm gonna, you know, I'm good on my own. And it was kind of like, yeah, snap, snap.
Yeah.
Snaps. And you know, I think when people hear the word Sola, they think sad right away. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely the furthest thing from sad, and I hope it's everyone's breakup song right now.
So. Dude, let's go, yeah. Dude. Yeah, especially now, everyone tries to like really make dating the ideal thing, mm-hmm. and people can't find confidence in just being by themselves and enjoying themselves. And so it's cool that you have that message, dude. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. All right. Well, anyways.
You're welcome.
I have Bob here.
Hey.
Because I have questions. I want to be vulnerable. So,
oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
This is a good group.
Really? You think so?
I feel like this is such a good
group. Dude, I feel like I'm back in 2019.
Same.
Yeah.
There's no pandemic. Everything's okay.
Yeah. There's no pandemic.
But
what's the question? What question about what?
I have questions for the boys. Mostly for me, but for the boys.
Sorry, guys.
Not from the specifically to you guys, like specific things of you guys. Okay. It's in general. Okay. You know, I'm doing a Q&A. You know, like those people that go to Ralph's. They're like, hey, can I do like a questionnaire? And we usually like don't talk to them. Well, that sounds bad. Anyways, I don't do that.
What's the question? What's it about?
I get caught in those moments because I'm too nice. I'm a narcissist. Anyways, so I have questions for the boys, questions about girls, because I'm somebody who hasn't really done well with the ladies. So Bob has a couple. Sorry, Bob. Bob has a couple of stories where I've kind of like screwed it up.
Oh, I've seen firsthand how bad.
Can I first also, can I apologize? I'm sorry. I rattle you too much. I rattle you all the time. I'm known to be a rattler. So
like a rattle or a shake?
A shake and a rattler.
Yeah, so Seb's used to, you know this. Seb's was just always like, when he got really excited, he would grab me and rattle me really hard. And it would honestly, it would like piss me off a little bit because it would like, I would like be like.
She'd be rattled. She chipped a tooth once.
Yeah.
You chipped a tooth?
Oh. No. But I always would be like, Seb's, you don't need to rattle me. It's okay. But it's okay.
He gets excited.
That was a long time ago, though.
Doesn't do it anymore.
You don't rattle me anymore.
Because I don't see you anymore.
I think you talked to him about it.
No,
and then he stopped.
Yeah. But even when, I feel like the times I have seen you recently, though, like you don't rattle me.
Because I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
And you know where I learned my lesson? I talked about this in Bob's podcast when I shot you with the foam.
I was mad.
Dude, I know.
We were going over etiquette of not to do with girls.
Yeah.
And he was like, you played the game. It was like a...
I told him not to do it.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my gosh. He almost came at you. I almost had to stop him.
Sorry, I got up again.
They're playing a shoot Nerf game, but he like shot like too close.
Why do I feel like I was there?
You give your testimony. Sure you I give my testimony.
I think it was my birthday. Was it my birthday?
Yes.
Yes. I think what...
Glow zone?
I think what bothered me was you kept rattling me already. And like I'm like, stop being like... stop rattling me. And then you shot me with a airsoft gun. And I was livid. I was like,
I was.
I had to pull him aside. I'd say, you can't do that, Seb.
Okay.
And he's like, well, we're all in the tank. We're all in the thing. We know we're going to get shot.
That's what I said. I told Bob, I was like, if you're playing the game, you got to deal with the rules.
No, it wasn't even. It wasn't even in the middle of the game. You just shot me for fun.
Like, I didn't.
Yes. Do you remember?
You were a target.
I think that's what bothered me the most. Yeah. Because we were all sitting there in the waiting room, and you just shot.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You say what you want to say.
Yes. Not in the middle of a game, because if we were in the middle of the game,
that makes sense.
I wouldn't have gotten mad, but you did it when we were sitting there,
like getting instructions.
Yeah. And I was like, "Don't shoot me! Don't shoot me!" And you're like, and you're like, and I was like,
no.
I'm over it.
My birthday's ruined.
Are you done with your side of the story?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give my testimony.
He's like, are you done with your lie? Okay, here's the truth.
I was in the trenches. I was assigned a mission. My mission was to go into those trenches and shoot whoever I see. And so,
even in the waiting room?
It was not in the waiting room.
That makes more sense, though. That she would get upset and I would have to talk to you about it.
Why would I get mad in the middle of the game?
I thought it was middle of the game and everyone was too close.
I remember this moment as if it were yesterday.
Everyone was shooting at me.
You were there. You were at my birthday.
Did you get shot?
You've always been at my birthday.
Yeah, glow zone. We would do glow zone every year.
Dude.
I like a good time.
I remember you were next to somebody else. And Bobby. I found you in a corner.
Probably.
I found you in a corner and I was like, there she is. And I just picked up my gun.
There's probably two separate times. Both of you guys are probably completely right.
Oh, no. That definitely was a separate time. But that one did.
That added to it.
No, that didn't make me mad. It was when you did it when we weren't playing games.
I did it? Wow. I suck. Anyways, I'm sorry.
It was like 4 years ago. But 4 or 5 years ago.
I brought
five
it to you.
Five.
Yeah. I am going to apologize.
Was that when we lived in Sycamore?
No.
I think so.
I don't know. We go every year.
No, I missed the Sycamore one. Remember I got the flu?
No.
And you wouldn't come near my bedroom?
Okay, I remember taking potatoes to you or something.
No, you gave me Gatorade and crackers.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, never paid me for it.
Well, anyways, I wanted to apologize. So okay. I'm apologizing. So now...
Thank you for apologizing.
I'm going to give you guys
accept it?
Questions.
Yes.
Questions because I need to learn about this. So the first question of the day is... Let me just read my paper. I have bad handwriting. Sorry, one second. What's the best way for a guy to get out of the friend zone? Nezzo?
Out of the friend
zone. Is it not
out
possible?
Of the friend zone?
This is not for me. This is for somebody else.
Look, if
I'm asking, if for, you're a
asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think if, you know,
has that ever happened?
I mean, technically Crawford was in the friend zone, right? At one point, but that situation was different. It wasn't like, I feel like if a girl puts you in the friend zone, it's because they don't see you. I don't know. That's a hard question.
Like, there's a difference between like friends already and like putting someone in the friend zone.
Yeah.
Like if they show intention, you're like, I'm friend zone.
Exactly.
Yeah. So versus just friends.
I feel like if a girl puts you in the friend zone, she has a reasons why she just doesn't picture herself with you in a relationship. So I don't know what a guy exactly would do, like, you know, I don't know. That's
to win her heart.
To win her heart over or to change her mind, right? Mm-hmm. Really, I don't, like, for me, I'm trying to think. If I put a guy in the friend zone and then I would just have to see him in a different light. Like,
whoa. What's that like?
So he would have to make himself in a different light. Like, he'd put himself.
He would have to make himself a different person, but at that
like
point.
Like, he had a dad body and now he's ripped.
No. Oh. Like, you know. Oh gosh,
I feel like it's something where if like I, for instance, if I put someone in the friend zone and I was like, no, they're just my friend, like that's it. I feel like the only thing that would switch my mind about it or change my mind about it is like doing like more things with them, like doing more activities or hanging out with them, and like one night or one day just being like, wait, maybe I do, like, you know what I mean? Like, something would have to change, but it would have to be like constant hanging out, like constant, like.
But that's also
but not aggressive.
But like, not aggressive.
Like, don't be like, here's flowers. You'd be like, hey, we want to go to a lookout. Like, you know, like, don't, like, obviously she's put you in a friend zone. So like,
I would
don't
think
force
that's what
it.
To do.
Yeah. No.
I would think that's how you get out of it.
Yeah. What would you think?
I don't know.
No, the thing is,
like if someone
like,
specifically
like,
puts you.
The thing is though, it's like once it's like, I'm putting you in the friend zone, like, especially if they're like, hey, look, I just want to be your friend.
Yeah, if it's like
it's pretty damn hard to get out of it.
It's hard to get out, but I think it's about having fun and still hanging out and having fun, but not don't try and kiss her. You know what I mean? Don't try and hold her hand
or like, have expectations.
Yeah, don't have expectations, but
be yourself.
Be yourself. Be yourself
and see if
fun.
That wins her over.
I think that's a lie, dude.
Well, if yourself is good,
you have to be yourself.
Easy answer.
You have to be yourself.
It's true.
I think if a girl is having such a great time with you consistently every time you're hanging out, eventually someone will catch feelings. Like that's impossible not to.
Yeah.
So I feel like getting out of the friend zone is just being patient.
Okay.
There's a lot of guys who've gotten out of the friend zone.
Yeah.
And it's patience. Mm-hmm. Franny has a tattooed on her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to put patience on this and I forgot. Anyways, I know. I saw Franny it. And I was going to put it for her and then I forgot. My bad. All right. Second question. This is going to put me in hot, like a boiling pot of water. But this is a hot question.
Are you going to sweat more?
Yeah. I'm scared.
He goes,
Sorry. Okay.
Look, Nez is really contemplating something.
No, because that question threw me off.
I'm sorry.
I'm really trying to find like an answer to that.
She had a That's So Raven moment.
I did. That was like, a hard question.
Yeah. Okay. This is my second question. But this is going to like, I don't know if this will put me in hot water. Oh, this is scary. I don't know if I should ask this. I'm going to ask it though. Okay.
What does it mean
when a girl says they're fine?
It really depends on the context.
Yeah.
And like what happened right before the I'm fine.
Oh, okay. I'm scared. The only reason why I say that is because I had that moment with my sister. I was like, dude, what's wrong? And she's like, I'm fine. And I'm like, there's obviously something going on.
I don't know about anybody else in this room, but anytime I've said the words, I'm fine, I was not fine.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever.
I think because Crawford would be like, are you good? And sometimes if I'm upset, I'll be like, I'm fine. But if I'm actually okay, I'll be like, no, I'm okay. I'm good. I promise. But if I say I'm fine every time, it's because I'm upset.
Why don't you just say it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the time and place.
Oh. It's just not worth.
When is the time and place?
I like
that. Private. You know what I mean? I'm very good at that. Like I'm very good at being able to kind of take, like if we're in a setting where I'm like, I literally can't have this conversation in front of a million people, I'll just wait it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or just like not wanting to deal with it at that moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I feel like it is. Right.
What, I'm fine?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'm fine's like, not good.
That's not good. Like
it's good in a sense. Wrong.
It's not good if a guy...
Because that means that she's probably upset with him.
So how... Right. Okay.
Don't be mad at me.
Okay.
Are you fine?
I'm fine.
Oh okay, my gosh.
Let's just play this out, right? Okay. We're in a fake relationship. How do I approach you? All right. You're mad. All of a sudden, I go up to you and I say, okay, whatever. I go... Hey Neza, sorry Crawford. I'm not trying like, to. Crawford, I'm
Crawford's
not trying
like
to say anything.
Typing in the comments.
Okay, he's like thumbs down.
Okay, I'm gonna go up to you. I'm like, okay, Neza, I've seen that you've been just a little like sad today. Is there anything wrong? Are you fine?
I'm fine.
Oh, that's.
What do you do after the I'm fine?
I'm still in the moment. This is my real reaction. I don't know how to react.
I think it depends on the girl. It also depends on how not fine I am. Because if it's like I'm bothered a like slight bit and I'm just like, I'm fine. Like, and someone asks me again, I'll probably like vent right then and there. Like,
okay.
And that will probably make me feel better. If someone actually is being like, what's wrong? Like talk about it. Mm-hmm. But if I'm really upset, like there's no getting it out of me at that moment.
Dang. That's scary.
So try a second time to ask.
Correct.
If it's a no.
Again, maybe wait it out. Correct.
Yeah, just wait a sec.
Bob, let me try it with you. Bob, I've seen that you've been stressed out recently.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I hope I hope that your day's been going well, but
okay.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Is there anything like bothering you?
Like actually no.
No?
I am fine.
Are you sure?
No. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Me either, dude.
I don't know.
I'm in a pickle. Okay, let me try it with Franny. Franny, I've seen that, you know, today's been like a slow day for you. And I really want
slow
you.
It's not a complete opposite.
I know.
You're
okay, I'm just.
This is a random bystander in the street.
I
don't know who this guy is.
Okay.
Sorry, Franny. Some random guy just showed up while I was talking to you. Franny, I've seen that your day has been slow today. I just, you know, you were eating your toast and you were eating it slow and you didn't even finish it. So I was just wondering, are you okay? Are things going fine?
I'm fine.
Oh. I don't know how to respond.
I feel like you just burst into tears. Like you almost are.
I'm about to
turn red, crying.
Ooh, it's hot in here. I'm going to take this off.
So it's a lose-lose. What's the next question?
For sure. Anyways.
Conclusion, you lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I have a third question.
Okay.
Because I want to know if this has ever happened to you guys.
Okay.
Because I tried to have this happen for myself. Bob was in the moment. But you see, I think today, nowadays, when we meet people, we usually like DM them if we want to. You're interested in somebody or you like their photo or whatever. You comment. And then a conversation starts. But Bob and I were at Crave Cafe one day and I was sitting at a table. Bob, a
couple years ago.
Yeah. You want to tell a story? You tell a story.
I think he saw a girl that he liked that.
I didn't know.
She really pretty.
Okay.
He's like, oh, that girl's really pretty. And I was like, oh, well, go do something about it. Go talk to her or something. And he's like,
what the?
I don't remember what she said. And then so she got up and she went to the bathroom. And she passed right by our table.
And she said something to us, right?
I don't think so.
Wasn't it with you guys?
I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
This has happened many a times. So she passed right by our table. She went to the bathroom. And I was like, Seb, she's going to come back. It's her natural just
She said a compliment to me. She said a compliment to me. So, and it was, we were walking to Crave Cafe. She said something nice to me. So then we sat down after we got our food. And then I was going to say something to her.
Okay.
And then she passed by. And then
okay. So she passed by. She's in the bathroom. I'm like, all right, this is your chance. Mm-hmm. She's going to come by. You have to have something on deck. Get ready to say something. You really you're interested. Going. You wanted something. Did I say, or did we like
you pep
conclude like what you were going to say?
What?
Did we like figure out what you're going to say?
Something.
Or you're just going to wing it? Okay, so she's coming back and I'm like, Seb, she's coming back. And then as she's like nearing the table.
No, I'm scared.
He's like, I forgot what he said, but he's like, hey, I, and she just walked right past as he's like, hey, I, blah, blah, blah. And she just walked past, didn't hear, or she heard and she just kept walking and sat down. And he was just like,
And then she came back and she was going to go grab something. And Bob was like, oh, dude, try it again. I was like, hey, excuse me.
No.
And she effing didn't notice
There's
me.
No way in the world that she missed it.
You said
she
hi, heard
it. And she just like pretended like she didn't hear it.
But if she complimented you off the bat, maybe she really didn't hear it. Because why would she be comfortable? Yeah.
The second time was pretty loud.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on?
Maybe she assumed because he said hi, excuse me, he was talking to like a waiter.
Yeah.
And didn't want to like look like.
Because I don't.
Because she could have been passing on purpose, waiting for him. Exactly.
Yeah. But she probably thought, because like.
So it's good. Yeah. Oh, you messed up, dude.
No.
You messed up.
Because if she complimented you, there's no way in heck she wouldn't have wanted to talk to you later.
Yeah, it was very strange.
It was hard to watch. Because he really did try.
Franny's secondhand embarrassment would have been.
Oh, I would have fell to the floor.
So bad.
Dude, it was very scary. And I've had moments. So I'll just put it out there in the podcast because why not? I do stupid things. Like I stole Alexis's car. Your friend Alexis.
Alexis.
Oh, yeah.
I stole her car.
Do you remember that time?
Why?
Were you there when I stole her? Or did she tell you?
Alexis who?
Lemire.
Alexis.
Oh, Alexis.
Yeah. We like went to church or something. We came back and then we're like, oh, it's nighttime. So we're going to walk you to your car because we're gentlemen. And so as we're walking, Seb goes, give me those. And like takes the keys, runs to her car, drives away, turns the corner.
And we were like,
this after church?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Seb just took it, and he didn't, like, it was the first time they met, and I was like, she's like, I need to go home, what do I do? Like, she wasn't like, oh, he's so funny. She's like, that's my car. Like, where
did he take it?
And we were just like,
I don't know.
I don't really know the guy too much.
We don't know him too
much. We don't know that guy.
I can't object. It happened. So, yeah. So, I guess the question is, have you guys ever had guys come up to you and do you find it attractive if someone goes up to you and says, hey, I think you're very pretty. Can I grab your number?
Or is
it creepy in the past, obviously? Or is it creepy?
That's a good question,
you
actually.
You go first.
From a girl's perspective.
I guess it just depends on how they approach you. Mm-hmm. Because like if they're respectful and they're like, hi, like, can I get your number? I think you're really pretty. Then
just right off the bat? Not even like, what's up?
No, I mean, that's more normally how it goes, right? It's just like...
Just, can I get your number?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I don't even know if you speak English.
No, I mean, most of the time it's like, hey, like, can I get your number?
Wow.
But, like, I think that's, like, respectful. Like, being like, hey, like, I just want... No, whatever. Like, mm-hmm. whatever. Or they'll be like, hey, like, are you single or something? But then, like, there's, like, people catcall you.
Oh, it's
really? Awful. What's the difference?
Yo, Stacey! Talk to me!
They'll, yeah, they'll catcall you. They'll be like, hey, especially girl.
At the mall, it'll be like...
Really? It happens?
All the time, poor yeah. Girls. It'll be like...
Or they'll, like, just whistle at you. Like,
guys. Really?
Awful.
Like, what kind of whistle?
And it makes...
Like a... Oh.
Yeah.
Like a dog whistle?
When they're, like, driving or like, by and...
I've had a guy pull his car over and follow me on the sidewalk, like whistling at me, like down Lakersham, me walking. And he's like, he's like, hey, like, what da, 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 like trying to like, you know, spit game and like ask my number. And I was like, why would I give you my number?
Yeah,
it depends on the context. Yeah. Remember, we went on a hike recently. Remember when we were coming down, that guy came up and was like, I think you're really cute. Can I have your number? And I was like, if I was single, he approached that nice, really nicely.
All right, let's play it out. We're on the hike.
I probably would have given him my number. This happened like a month ago. Remember we were at Runyon or Fryman.
All right, we'll play it out. I'm the guy.
Yes.
Okay, here's different ways to ask.
Yeah.
Go for option one.
Option one.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, you see that tree right over there?
Yeah.
Very nice. Oh my gosh. Oh, wait, you have a boyfriend?
I thought you were going to ask me.
I know, but it's like...
Just go.
Okay.
Well, just...
Crawford, I'm not doing anything!
Crawford, we love, we respect you. You're not doing it to hurt, you're just doing
Crawford,
for women.
Crawford, this is theoretical.
Yeah, this is...
You don't exist right now.
My name is Sophia.
Sophia. Okay. Sophia. All right, we're walking.
Sophia?
Okay, all the Sophias now are...
Sorry, sorry, I just... You know.
Dang, it's
I have nothing
hot.
Against Sophias, don't worry.
Okay.
I kind of do.
Really?
Oh.
Okay, maybe... You named it!
Yeah, I know. You named it!
I know.
She's like, okay, who do I hate?
Sorry.
Okay.
Jennifer.
I like the name Jennifer.
Actually, okay. Bob, play it. You play it.
What?
You play the guy that goes up to her.
Hey, Jennifer. Oh, I don't know your name.
Okay, yeah, go. Okay, well, I'm walking with you.
No, I did this only one time ever in my life, and I sweated, and my voice cracked, and it was the scariest thing ever, and it was the scariest.
All right, well, let's try it again. Let's put it to play. Okay, I'm practice. Okay, I'm walking with you. I'm like your guy friend, all right? We're walking. Oh, my gosh. That was a good run, bro.
Like, how would I do it?
Well, yeah, you go. You see Sophia.
Well, they already told me the key. I'll just be like, hey.
No. You approach her.
Approach it in different ways.
Yeah, like we're doing option one. Like,
and she's going to react differently.
Yeah.
Differently. Okay, so I'm just going to put it out. Not how I would do it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'll do it.
Good run, brother.
Yeah, good run.
Good run.
Okay, hold on. There's a girl. Hey, girl. You ever go to the club?
What the?
So that's a bad one.
Yeah.
Okay,
but what if that's a common interest? Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
That's a common interest.
Me again?
No, I go.
Okay.
Okay, we're running. Ooh, my legs.
My 8-pack.
Yeah, dude, they feel very like jiggly right now.
Yeah.
Bob.
Oh.
There's a girl. Oh my gosh, dude. All right, what do I say? What do I say?
Whatever your heart says.
Okay. I'm nervous.
Okay, she's walking away. Hurry.
Okay. Excuse me. How's it going? My name's Sebastian. Hi. I just want to say I really liked your outfit, and I hope no. Oh, okay.
I don't like that either.
No.
Her outfit.
That's so sweet.
That is sweet.
I like your outfit.
What's wrong with that,
Franny? He could have. If you had been like,
no.
I think you're really pretty. I think you're really beautiful.
So I have to go straight for it.
Yeah, be like, I think you're really beautiful. Maybe even
it's like, oh, is that blouse from
Topshop?
Maybe
even put in like, I don't ever really do this, but like, I just. Felt inclined that to ask for you for your number.
All right, Bob, you try.
A lot of words.
Let's try it on Franny.
That was a lot of big words. Okay.
Franny, your name is Rebecca.
Ooh, okay.
Rebecca.
Okay, we're going.
I look like a Rebecca.
Let me think of a way.
Kind of.
All right, 20 crunches. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh. Hey, you like hiking?
I'm by myself doing crunches.
That's good.
Yeah.
Can I have your number?
No.
But we both like hiking. That's good. Wouldn't it finding a common interest?
No, but the thing is, like, me personally, the thing is everyone's different. Like, I hate small talk. So when people start coming, you know me, I don't like talking to people.
See, that's why everyone goes
it's
to
so
this DM.
Creepy.
Like,
everyone's like, I'll just find your Instagram then I'll DM you.
When people start conversation with me in person like that, I'm just like, no.
It's so creepy when a guy's like, hey, so.
Well, I'm going to change that. All right, let's try it again.
You know.
Cut to the chase.
Let's do it. All right, ready?
Okay, go.
All right.
No, just say it. We already ran.
Okay, we just ran.
Okay, go.
Oh my gosh. Is that the new Patience collection from Bria Via and Franny Arietta? I really like that.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
I think it's really stylish. Dude, I just also want to say you're
dude.
Really. Oh, man.
No, he was doing good.
But you said dude.
I said dude.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's
go.
Fine.
Hurry. Okay. Keep going.
I just want to say I really like your outfit. And I think you're very pretty. Dude, I said, no, we're not talking.
You're just a fashionista.
We're not talking to Sophia.
Okay,
we're
go.
Talking to Rebecca.
Okay.
Rebecca said
okay,
she
you
liked
got,
the
keep
outfit.
Going.
Okay.
Reel it in.
I'm trying to, but you keep on interrupting.
I'm just saying, you just said the outfit.
We're improvising,
okay,
and you keep on interrupting
she's
the improv.
Scared, you're yelling.
Okay, sorry. Okay, redo. Okay.
You were doing so well.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, is that the Patience collection from Franny Arietta?
Yeah, it
she's
is.
She's actually one of my friends. I really just want to say you look great in it and you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. That's so
I
nice.
I feel like that's too much.
Nope, that
what?
Was great.
That was
beautiful
good.
From a stranger?
That's,
like
no,
pretty
that's
is
so
nice.
No,
I feel like
beautiful
is like.
No, no, that's like good because like me personally, I don't like talking to like strange men, like having conversations with them. So like him just saying that, it's like, cool, thanks. And then that's it. And then at the end, he could be like, you know, like, would love to grab your number.
How
you
scary know? Is that, though? Like, if I that's say, like, right after I say beautiful, what are the chances of a guy getting your number after saying that?
It really depends.
I've only given out my number, like, twice.
Twice.
It really depends on who the guy is, like the vibe I get immediately, and if I'm attracted to him, obviously. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times, even when I was single, I still would say I have a boyfriend. That's mm-hmm. like what I would respond and say, like, sorry.
Just because it's like easy, or just because like you don't like their vibe. Because you wouldn't say that to someone that you're like, oh, like that.
That's yeah, yeah. Like if a guy came up to me and like I was attracted to him and I was like, oh wait, he's really cute and he's
yeah,
like,
you wouldn't pull
me?
The
no, then I'd be like, yeah, sure, take my number.
Yeah.
But
wow. I feel okay. like that's all you can go off of in those yeah. 10 seconds is yeah. looks, because you're not going to be able to read somebody that well in 10 seconds. So it's
I remember when I did this two, three years ago? Yeah, the receipt. Yeah, at the restaurant.
At the restaurant.
I left the waiter.
We're like this. I knew that's what you were going
to
say.
This is like three years ago. 3 years ago? Two, three years ago?
I feel like I know this.
The waiter was so cute.
Yeah.
And I remember just writing my number, and I was like,
go ahead, Franny.
Did he text back?
He did text me. I was with my whole family too.
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, why not?
If you get a cute waitress,
heck yeah.
Why not?
I think I tried that once.
Did it work?
No.
Oh. Anyways.
No.
Oh. We're on to our next segment. Nathan. Oh, sorry. My friend Nathan's coming in. Nathan, we're ready for our next segment. So we're Uh-oh. Here.
Oh, gosh.
Today, we're here because I'm surrounded by three artists. Three people that are just musically talented.
Oh,
and
oh
boy.
Franny is very good at creating lyrics. You have an amazing voice.
Gracias.
And this guy is a freaking punk rocker. And he just knows how to freaking play his chords. So I brought my friend Nathan. One of my best friends, Nathan, in here, and he created three prompts for us. So what do I mean by that? He's going to give us a prompt, and he's going to give us an idea of what the song should be about.
Okay.
We're going to sing about it. I'm going to grab my guitar right here, and then we're all going to try to create lyrics and a chorus for it.
Oh, boy.
And then see if it's any good or not.
Here we go.
So, Nathan, if you want to give all the prompt.
Right. Okay.
Do you have it in your head?
Yeah.
Okay, speak into the microphone.
So the general scope, like ballpark theme is relationships. Okay. I feel like that's
okay.
applicable
that's
to Timber. Yeah?
That's easy. Okay. That's easy.
So the first prompt is 3 a.m.
Okay.
Okay.
3 a.m.
Oh my God.
3 a.m. So, but does that mean the chorus has to be about 3 a.m.?
Is that the title of the song?
You have full creative.
Relationships.
So it has to have something to do with 3 a.m.
Relationships. Okay. Meeting. So it'll be meeting up. Meeting up a cute boy at 3 a.m.
So that's a prompt.
Okay, great.
That's a prompt. And then,
okay,
yeah.
I was thinking great. Completely different.
What's yours?
Speaking out?
I was thinking like 3 a.m. Like that's when all the like the memories come back.
Whoa, that's deep.
I was thinking
along those lines.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking witching hour. That they're
okay. You're meeting a cute boy.
This is Halloween.
That's what I popped into my head.
All right, so well, this is what the song is. It's gonna be about witching hour. What are you guys laughing at?
Because they went
free, 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 free. That's pretty good.
A Halloween song.
Man, dude, that's good. Okay.
Okay.
The song will be about 3 a.m. Meeting a cute boy at witching hour at 3 a.m.
Oh my God.
So you guys have to like, I'll play something. You create the first lyric.
Like a Billie Eilish vibe. Like, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. I know, now that I have Halloween in my head.
Okay. Okay, like this.
So a cute boy. First verse is me. There's a cute boy. I just have to sing about a cute boy. Okay,
so yeah, you go one lyric. You go one lyric.
Okay.
You go one lyric.
Just keep going?
And I think and then
this reminds me. And then can I say a real quick story?
Go for it.
It was, I think we're all there. I don't know. For Chelsea's birthday in the woods one time.
I was not there.
You were not there? Well, no one. Were you there? Chelsea's birthday in like the wood cabin.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyways, I'll make it even quicker.
We were
basically doing this in a huge circle, mm-hmm. and someone had a guitar, and it was like line by line. Everyone was rhyming. The person right in front of me was Corey. And so there was a ton of people. Liza was there. And like, these were like people that like I didn't really know. And like, but it was like cool. Everyone was having a good time. And someone was like, I went to the store today.
I know exactly what friend it was. Her friend, he was at her birthday. He played guitar.
Yeah.
What's that his person. Name?
I don't remember.
But he would play guitar at
Kai?
Bar.
Kai?
Kai. Yeah, Kai. 100%. Kai. Yeah, so, yeah. So
he's like, a musician.
Liza would say, I went to the store today. Yay. And then the next person would be like, and then I found some hay. Yay. And then Corey would be like, and then I went to the apartment. And then it was my turn. And I'm like, dude, they were just talking about hay and stuff. And you just changed it.
I have a video of Corey freestyling lyrics to Kai playing guitar in the backyard of Strome.
Yeah, it was yeah. like that. But every single time, everyone was doing like, go,
like
no,
yeah.
go,
apartment. Bow.
And then Corey'd be like, orange. And I'd be like, dude, I look like an idiot in front of everyone because you keep changing it. I already have one. Okay, so that reminds me of this.
But yeah, that's a great story.
It might happen again.
We love Corey. God oh, bless Corey.
Gosh,
we
God
love
bless.
You, Corey.
Okay,
we love you, Corey.
Love you.
So I guess I'll create the chorus. Well, I'm with the chorus, sure and then we all sing the chorus.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, but we do lyrics.
Okay.
So we'll do like two. Well, what is it? Like verse, chorus, verse, four, verse, and we finish it. Down. Okay. Cool.
Let's swing it.
Let's just swing it.
What are you guys
gonna say?
Do you guys
whatever.
Want like a nice like?
Well, you said witch hour relationship. Like, so.
Okay. So should it be like?
It's gotta be a little dark. Dunk, dun, 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 dun.
She's literally thinking bad guy.
Yeah.
Billy okay. Eilish.
Also go easy, just like. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Oh, a snap.
So we'd be like,
I'm on a horse.
It's 3 a.m. I'm coming to you, baby.
Dang, that's good. Cowboy Should we do that? Okay.
That's funny.
Okay.
Okay, so it's now a country song. And here we go.
All right, ready?
Let's get it. All right. I was thinking about you all night.
It's 3 a.m. and you're all I've done. Hold on. Wait, what did you just say?
I was thinking about you all night.
I said I was thinking about you all night.
Oh, okay, hold on. Okay.
All right, ready? We'll start again with Nessa.
Okay, ready?
That way you have time to think about it.
Hold on. Let me just...
You can say the same thing. Nice. You're fright. Like oh, it's scary.
It's witching hour.
It's witching hour. Have a fright.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
I gave away my good one.
I know.
Now I have nothing.
I was thinking about you all night. It was all dark and I got fried.
But I remember I have a kite.
To meet a cute boy at wishing.
No.
At witching
this
hour.
This is so hard, but it's a fucking night thing.
Okay.
It's 3 a.m. at night. That night, okay. Night rhymes with...
Verse two.
Okay, what? Oh, second verse. Oh,
yeah.
Snap. Okay.
Oh, no, let's start again. Let's do it again.
Okay, let's do it
again. Okay,
ready?
Oh. Ready? I can't sing, so...
Ready?
Oh, God.
I was thinking about you all night.
I prayed to God so I'd see the light.
Wow!
But...
I'm gonna keep on.
I thought you were still gonna say fright, and so it threw me off. This is the Corey situation all over again.
Okay.
I was talking about a kite before, and then now it's a whole new song. She's praying to God.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Is this in my key? I don't know, dude.
Okay, ready?
I was thinking about you all night.
Yeah.
I was praying to God so I'd see the light.
The light.
It's 3 a.m., but I guess I might
see a cute boy
tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey. Verse two?
Yeah.
Verse two.
Okay. Oh, okay. I got it.
Oh.
Ready?
Maybe we could go grab a bite.
Wow.
I don't know. I might start a fight. But I don't know, because you got a kite.
But it's 3 a.m. It's out of sight.
But I don't care. You're pretty tight.
Hey! What's the chorus?
Meeting a cute boy at witching hour. Or I don't know. What you know it. You do it.
What
you do
did
it.
We do before?
Cute boy, meeting a cute boy at witching hour.
What did you just say?
He said, meeting a cute boy at witching hour.
Cute boy.
Witching hour.
Ready, 3, 2, 1, yeah. Go.
Meeting a cute boy at witching hour.
Hey, hey.
Meeting a cute boy at witching hour.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm the guy.
Meeting a cute boy at witching hour.
Or am I a ghost? I don't know.
Meeting a cute boy at witching hour.
I disappeared.
Oh, so sour.
But sour. You're pretty tough.
There we go. That was.
Dang, that was good.
Don't watch that again. Whoever just watched that.
That was so funny. Thank you.
Dude, my back started sweating. I don't know.
You were like.
I was like.
The whole time I was riding a horse.
Dude, it was
having
fun. Yeah, when you started doing that, I was like, oh my gosh. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for being in today's podcast.
Oh my God. Thank you for having us. So fun.
Dude, it was an absolute blast. Bob, Neza, Franny, thank you for coming. Shout out to Nathan for helping out with the prom.
Let's go.
But yeah, any red carpet, what do you guys got to say? What do you guys want to leave in the links down below? Go for it.
Do I look at the camera?
Wherever you want to. Say whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh, why can't I? I got stage fright.
I know, me too.
Bobby, you're in my way. Yeah, guys, so my clothing collab with Bria is out. You can go check it out at briavia.com. You can check me out on Instagram, Franny_Arietta.
Mm-hmm.
And Twitter, it is just at Franny. So go check me out, people.
Go.
All your links.
Neza.
My EP drops September 16th.
Let's go.
Yay. Can we say it? You're playing at the El Rey?
I am playing El Rey Theater October 1st.
That's famous theater.
You can get tickets on elreytheater.com, I think.
Dang.
Yeah. And Bob, you got anything?
I have an announcement coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
about it. And it kind of has to do with the song that we just did.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
Okay. Yeah. But it's spooky, so okay, we're excited about it. Anyways, guys, thank you for being at the Better Together podcast. We love you guys.
Hey,
and
thank you
Jesus
for
loves
having
you.
Us. Thank you. I just did it.
Well, that was. I can tell.
You're a surprise.
Finally.
Peace out, mother effer.
Oh, my God.